Thank you very much, Ron. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. I am Steve Dale, and I'm really honored to do this interview. It's unfortunate that I need to do it, but I'm honored to do it and to speak with Elena Shestakova, one of the first refugees from the Ukraine to the United States, as well as Kristen, who's hosting Elena in Florida at her home. Hello to both of you, and welcome to WGN.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Well, first of all, Elena, I want to know that you're physically okay and that you feel safe. I'm also curious as to how long you've been here and why you decided to go to the United States rather than to Poland or Hungary or any number of other countries.
Yes. Hello. And actually, yes, not everything okay with me. I'm in a safe place. I'm very thankful for people who support me. Why I'm deciding to go to the U.S., actually, it was almost 1 month ago, and I'm start my... It was a very stressful decision when I decided it, and maybe like very fast. And I'm just was in such stress that I want to be as far as possible apart from this situation. So I have in that moment it was announced that U.S. Welcome into Ukrainian also, and I have visa, and I decided that it's helped me to back my emotional condition to back, because it was in the first day when everything gets happened. That's why.
Our telephone number is 312-981-7200. You can call or text comments or questions. Kristen, to open up your home to a stranger has got to be difficult, or a difficult decision, or maybe it wasn't. How did that all come about?
Sure. So if you would have asked me a couple of months ago, did I ever think that I would be in this situation, I would have said absolutely no way. But, you know, circumstances are extraordinary here. And so I think, you know, I had to step outside of my comfort zone a little bit. Elena attended a music festival in the United States many years ago, and through connections that she had met at the music festival, ultimately got in touch with someone here in Miami who posted in a local neighborhood moms group that I'm part of that this Ukrainian refugee was looking for, you know, some support and short-term stay. So I'm fortunate enough to have a room open in our apartment here. And so, you know, my husband and I felt that it would be something that we could do to directly help someone in such an awful situation.
Elena, when you came here with what? The clothes on your back, but was that about it? A suitcase or two or three?
Yeah, I have I have the suitcase what I can to take with myself by my own. I mean, but not some super much of the stuff. No, most important stuff.
What did you do for a living in Ukraine?
Actually, I work for like financial analyst for Samsung company. Mm-hmm. So I have like normal, good, peaceful life in the Kiev. I really, it's like a little bit too stressful to say, because it's like the life changes in my case, because you have a lot of connections, you have good work, good place for living, friends. So everything, family, dog, you know.
Elena, I can certainly understand everything you're saying. Your English is pretty good, but it's got to be strange. And Kristen, I want to ask you this. Mm-hmm. It has to be difficult to have someone come in to a completely new culture, language difficulties in any case.
Actually, you know, when I take this decision about even USA, that I understand that at least I know English, and it will be a little bit easier for me to communicate with someone else. That's why, that was like part why I decided that it will be easier for me to communicate, and you know, it's important for me also was. And you know, because I work before and now continue to work for international companies, that's why, of course, my English in a better way. Unfortunately, not everyone in from Ukrainians have the same level even I have.
Kristen, Elena is one of the first. There are going to be, and there now has begun, I think, a wave of people who are coming over to this country, to the U.S., from Ukraine. What would be the advice, if you will, that you would give people coming over here? What is, from where you sit, what is the greatest difficulty?
Probably navigating a culture that is probably new to them and also unknown circumstances for the future. I think the advice that I would give to my neighbors locally and around the country would be, you know, if you're ever in the situation that I was in, where you actually have a potential impact on one person directly who has come from Ukraine, do it. You know, if not opening up your home is not comfortable for everyone, and that's okay, but, you know, invite them to a meal or help them, you know, with a ride somewhere, some groceries or things like that, I think go a long way.
Has this been rewarding for you and those who live in your household, which you said include a child? How old is that child?
Mm-hmm. So here in my house, it's my husband and my one-year-old daughter. I think, you know, we really enjoyed getting to know Elena. I think we learned a lot politically, culturally. Elena has been a wonderful house guest and has cooked meals for us. And we've sat around the dinner table for hours having conversations. So it has been incredibly rewarding to get to know her. And I think even after the situation settles down in Ukraine, which I hope is sooner than later, I think I have a lifelong friend in Elena.
Elena, do you watch television? Are you able to watch or can't you? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine what you're thinking if you watch the horrors that are being shown on TV from your country and your home city.
You know, some information I got, yes. And, of course, actually, I have connection with my family, with friends. Some friends stay in Ukraine, just in more some safest place. Of course, we check information. We still in to connect to all this situation.
I want to talk to you about connecting with people in Ukraine, how you're able to do that, how you are able to keep in touch with people.
Actually, yes. I use where it's possible, where internet connection possible. Of course, I use some internet just for calling.
All right. I want to hear
like
more about
Viber, WhatsApp, etc.
Elena, I want to hear more about that. And also, I have lots of questions for you, Kristen. If you both can hold on a moment.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, the situation that Elena's in, I just can't imagine. I have some of your questions here, too. 312-981-7200. I will get to as many as I can of those when we come back on WGN. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN 220. And we are talking with Elena Shestakova. There we go. Thank you very much. Whatever you did helped. And also, Kristen. Elena is a refugee from Ukraine. And Kristen said, my home, it's open to you. Several questions, 312-981-7200 via text. And I want to get to those questions. What do you, Elena, like best about the United States? And what do you not like about the United States?
I'm not so maybe even after, actually it's maybe most longest period of time when I'll stay here in this condition. So I'm not so very know a lot of the country. I mean that I'm just, I really now feel the support of the people. So I mean that, like, I find here really very nice people who are around me now. And actually, before when I traveled, yes, to U.S., I visited the festival. So actually, I like the people, and I don't know.
Where are you in Florida?
What? But, now I'm currently in Miami.
Okay, I like Miami.
It's a beautiful city. Of course, it's very beautiful place, and so.
It is a beautiful place, Kristen. A text here that I'll read to you that I don't want you to take offense to, but I understand what this listener is asking. How did you trust that Elena, with a one-year-old, would be okay in your house?
It's a totally fair question, and it's unfortunate that, you know, this day and age we have to think like this. But Elena and I did meet beforehand. You know, I also spoke to the other mom that was part of the group that was helping Elena look for some housing and some resources here. When Elena and I met before she stayed in our home, I think we sat for 2 or 3 hours just getting to know each other. Our work backgrounds and our educational backgrounds are very similar, so we connected in that sense, among other things that we enjoy. Mm-hmm. And so I was really able to get comfortable with her, and, you know, felt like it was something that, again, that I needed to just step outside of my comfort zone a little bit to do, to help someone who was in, you know, such a tragic situation. You know, I think Elena was not here for a vacation. She was forced to leave the country and to think long term about how to support herself and maybe her family back in Ukraine, who stayed in Ukraine. And, you know, I think we all need to be empathetic of that and think about, what if we were in that situation? Would you want someone to, you know, open their doors to you and be a resource to you and help you get on your feet?
Elena, I want to ask you about friends and family back in Ukraine. You say you are able to communicate with them. Are things as bad there as we see on TV, which are pretty, you know, it looks pretty bad?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I stay in connection with my family, with my friends, where it's possible. I mean, by internet, yes. And about news, of course, I don't know of all the news. All the news resources in U.S., I could not, like, check, the information, what they give for you, because actually, maybe even for now, I more check information I've got from the Ukrainian news. So I could not answer, like, direct yes or no. But unfortunately, I should say that the city, big city like Kharkiv destroyed, Mariupol, all suburbs of Kiev and some part of the Kiev destroyed. People, civilian people died. Yes, cases of died civilian people, that's are. And a lot of destroying of the infrastructure, that's everything. So that is the fact. That is a fact.
Elena, do you know people that were killed?
I know people who was died because of they could not get hospital at the time, and it just happened 2 days before. And for me, it was very big damage.
I mean, this is, I think, one of the greatest tragedies. And I think history will look back
on that. You know that this is a tragedy, and of course I'm just cross my finger that peace coming as soon as it's possible, because everyone, civilian people, it's too difficult to be in the war. That's only one what I want to say.
Are people still in their homes that you know, or are they hiding out in places?
Most of my friends, who live, for example, as me in the Kiev, they leave the city, and they hide in some of them in the Ukrainian city, but where the situation is safe for current moment. And of course, some family with the kids, I mean, it's not family, mostly it's mother with the kids, they leave the country because it's too unsafe, especially for the kid to be in such uncertain situation at such uncertain circumstances what we have for now. It's not the place for now for peaceful civilian people. And unfortunately, that's what are.
Do you know if your apartment or your house is okay?
It's like in general okay, but I could not answer exactly. Is it like broken windows, etc.? I think it's like will be very little damage in at all.
Well, that's I suppose that's good. Do you intend to go back to Ukraine when things, hopefully, I don't know, quiet down?
Of course, I'm willing to back to Ukraine. Of course, I'm willing to it's my like main primarily willing to back. But of course, it all depends on the situation, and I understand that I should for myself, I should to find for myself really safe place. I cross my finger that very soon the peace come in and it will be possible. But of course, I could not know, and now the situation too uncertain still.
Do you feel the warmth, empathy, or love that Americans, I hope, are expressing toward you?
In my case, you know, actually, because I should say in my case, I get so many support from people whom I before know, even don't know. For me, it's like, you know, some like maybe one of the best experience what happened with me, because I believe now more in the, you know, in the humanity, in the like kindest part of the people. And I really believe that this is like good sign of the people, their humanity, peacefulness and openness, kindness. It's like really save the world. And really, it's true, and I really very thankful for all supportive, and it's very big value for me. I'm really grateful for all of what I have now, because I'm definitely understand I'm more lucky person that people who could not have the same, for example, even me.
Kristen, I don't know whether I could say the same if something like that happened. Elena, you sound like an amazing person. Kristen, you are an amazing person for saying, okay, my home is your mi casa, su casa. And that's wonderful. Elena, I hope to stay in touch. If I somehow can do anything to help you, I'm more than happy to do that. Kristen, I thank you as well for coming on the radio with us.
Thanks so much for having us, Steve.
Thank you both very, very much, and my best to you both.